You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I got to tell you, my entire morning was kind of thrown off my routine because, you know, I do certain things at certain times in the morning, like most people. And one of those is getting my very first mug of hot tea in the morning. And I actually had to do that twice today because when I had just finished making the first one and I had it all mixed in with the stevia the way I like it and had it in one hand. Early this morning, Niles, the weirdo, was begging for attention. He gets that way sometimes. That's my cat, for those of you who don't know. And so with the tea in my right hand, I picked him up with my left, and I was doing, you know, baby talk to him. Like, what's the matter, little man? You need some attention. And I had held him for like 3 seconds when he let loose with this enormous sneeze into my mug of tea.
Ew.
I actually saw it, like, splash into the tea.
Delicious.
So then I set him down, and then I went through that next 30 seconds where I'm like, bad could that be? I mean, it's a cat.
Dump it, start over.
I did. I thought about it, though. I was like, oh, just whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe nuke it for another 30 seconds or something.
It might kill all the stuff in there. But then you look over and see him, you know, face deep in his groin cleaning himself. And you're
correct.
Like, not enough Splenda in the world. Or stevia, I guess. Stevia.
Yeah, whatever. I thought about it, though.
That's funny.
I love the little guy. Would I drink his sneeze?
Probably not.
Nah.
Survey says.
Anyway, that was the start to my day. What's going on with you?
Truly, here's some more odds and ends actually having to do with drinking. A couple drinking booze stories in the news because, you know, I was on Facebook this weekend and that's what everybody was doing, was drinking, apparently. I need this because I hate flying. If you're heading to the Seattle-Tacoma Airport, they have a place there called the Relish Burger Lounge, Dom.
Uh-huh.
Kudos for the name. They have the first bar of its kind at an airport in the United States. It's the new shot bar, Dom. Now you can walk right up to the counter and order shots before or after your flight. And I would so do this before the flight to take the edge off. You can get up there and you get some fancy tequila. They have Kettle One cucumber and mint vodka. That sounds tasty. Brown sugar bourbon and Fireball. Single shots cost you $7. A double is going to set you back $10 before you get on your flight.
I was reading this story yesterday and thinking about it, Jer, and I personally have to do a thumbs down to this.
Why is that?
Well, I like flying, so I understand you and many other people, it kind of makes you uncomfortable.
It does.
That. But I've been on enough flights with enough inebriated people that I personally don't want to be around a bunch of people who have been slamming
shots.
Lushes. Especially several shots and several doubles, because they tend to be jerks to everybody around them and to the flight attendants. I'm like, I saw this story, and I was like, and my first reaction was, hey, that's pretty cool. And then I thought, no, it's not.
I guess you got to know your limit. If you just need a little something, I will tell you, gosh, what was that flight? Was it back from Playa, or was it, it had to have been to Vegas. It was either in or out of Vegas, and it must have been out of Vegas, and everyone was hammered. And that was actually a really fun flight because everyone was so drunk going
home. But remember,
home. It's
different when everybody
It's different.
Is
it was, it's totally
versus
different.
Versus one or two people.
But that
buzzed.
Was a fun flight. I do remember that flight. And here's your second one. This is kind of like a durr. Did they really need a study for this? Out of Switzerland? They found out what we already knew. The more we think a wine costs, the better we think the wine tastes.
Well, sure.
Durr, durr, durr.
You know, and it applies to everything, not just wine.
Sure does.
I mean, there's that whole thing about, what's it called? Price. Dang, I shouldn't have started to say this. I couldn't remember the phrase.
You know that thing. You know.
Well, it's, there's the whole thing about this.
It's like
this
a perceived value type thing.
Perceived value, that's it. And it's a bias, too. So that if something costs more,
right,
then we will always tend to think just
it's
naturally
better.
That it's better. Like at vehicles.
Sure. You might be in a $15,000 Ford that's doing you just fine for years and years and years, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We were talked into this expensive bottle of wine at one of our liquor stores, and we got it home and cracked it open, and it was foul. It was really nasty. I was like, where's my, you know, $8 bottle of 14 hands that gets me by just fine? The reason I do want to tell you this, continue with this, is, you know, I've raved for a while about Snoop Dogg's wine, his 19 crimes.
Oh, yeah. I still haven't
Snoop
tried
Cali
it.
Red, which is like $12 a bottle. By far the best wine I've ever had. He's expanded his brand. Yesterday, he released Snoop Cali Rosé. Now, through the 19 Crimes brand, I'm not a rosé guy.
Uh-uh.
This has notes of fresh raspberry, strawberry, and red cherry. That screams Snoop Dogg, doesn't it? And potweed.
Why doesn't he just put one out and call it Bong Red?
Bong Water.
Bong Red.
Bong Red. You know, I love it.
The Bong Blend is what he could call it.
It'd be a huge seller, wouldn't it?
Yeah, if he had Bong Blend, I mean, he would sell millions of cases a month.
Snoop Cali Rosé.
I got to go. Is that available just about everywhere?
I think so, man.
I haven't seen it.
It's
so
the Cali
I will make
Red.
It a point, just for
Please
you.
Please do.
I
hope
make
you
it
like
a point
it.
To search that out and go give it a shot.
I hope you like it. I did that thing where when it first came out, we tried it and we liked it. We heard, like, through the grapevine, pun intended, that it was going to be a limited edition thing. So I ran out and bought like 12 bottles of it.
Oh, Jeremy.
And now it's everywhere. So, whatever.
Well, at least you got the wine, though.
At least I got
did
the
you get
wine.
The case discount, see?
What's that?
Do you get a case discount
no.
at your liquor store?
I don't think so.
No.
Mm-mm.
Find a liquor store that if you buy a case, if you buy 12 bottles of something, they give you an extra discount.
I don't
so.
Generally do that, but.
Yeah.
Was this something that you did a lot?
No, but.
That you've done a lot?
I was aware of it. Like, there would be times I would have a party and I would be buying like 8 bottles of wine and they'd say, you know, go get 4 more and.
We'll knock
you'll
some
get
out.
That case discount.
You'll get a bottle for free.
No.
All right, I'm in. Sold.
All right, well, I'm going to go look. What's it called? Snoop what? Who?
Cali Red.
Rose. What's the other one? Cali Red.
Cali Red, 19 Crimes. That's the brand.
Okay.
All right. It's got one of those labels, too, that talks to you if you hold your phone up to it. Pretty cool.